Howdy, hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Church of Klestals. This is John E. Hogan, the main leader of the online church, which is a Presbyterian church. Be aware, I'm not the pastor, but I've been doing a lot of Bible teaching series recently, and I have a new series right now. This is the first part. This is actually a sermon called Child of God. I've been doing a Bible course, and even if this is somewhat not new to you, you already are educated in the scriptures, I still really want to come to you and just refresh your mind with God's Word. So I just really want to go through it, and I have a bunch of Bible translations, and I really hope that you have open ears to hear the truth and accept it and apply it in your heart. So I'm just going to start right now. Before I get into God's Word, I'm just going to have some things I want to say to you. I really believe that a lot of churches are missing the mark of what the word Christian means, or mainly they're missing the mark of the full teaching on the word Christian. For instance, they get the idea that this is true, but they get the idea that the word Christian, the definition means follower of Jesus. This means follower of Jesus, you follow Jesus. But I'll tell you the truth, they're missing the mark, because the word Christian goes much more deeper than just the word Christian or follower of Jesus. A lot of churches today teach, this is wrong, and I'll go through it and hopefully you'll get my point. A lot of churches come today and they just teach half of what Christian really means, and they miss the mark, and it becomes very delusional or deceptive of the teaching on Christian when they don't do the full teaching on the word Christian. Okay? There's a lot of spiritual biblical teachings from God's Word, and I think a lot of churches today are missing it. So, for instance, some churches, I'm not going to name them, but some churches will teach that the way to follow Jesus is to read your Bible. That's how the way you become a Christian is to read your Bible. That's not true at all, and God's Word's very clear on this. So I'm just going to go through the course, and this is a part of the study. I'm just going to go to Romans. I have the New King James. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 says, "There is for this reason now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." So, hopefully understand, the word "in Christ" has to refer to somebody who has the Holy Spirit dwelling in the person. You need to get that to become a Christian, you need to have the Holy Spirit in you. It's not based on reading the Bible, your prayer. You become a Christian by having the Holy Spirit in you. I'll say it again to make it clear to you. You need the Holy Spirit in you to make you a Christian. It's not reading the Bible. It's somewhat accepting Christ as your Savior. But you need the Holy Spirit in you too. That's what makes you a Christian. In Christ means to have the Holy Spirit in you. To have the Holy Spirit in you is to be in Christ. Another translation, and I'm also going to go to Romans 8:9. You can follow along with your Bible if you wish. I don't know what type of translation this is. It's the New Testament. This Bible's about 40 years old, but anyway, it's like a commentary Bible. Same scripture, Romans 8:1. So, there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Jesus Christ. Romans 8:9 teaches very clearly opposite. If you have the Holy Spirit in you, you belong to Christ. You belong to God. Other lie from Satan is that everybody belongs to God. That contradicts Romans 8:9. makes very clear, if anybody who does not have the Holy Spirit of Christ, part of talking about the Trinity of God, doesn't have the Spirit in him, he or her does not belong to God. Now let me read you Romans 8, 9. It says, remember that if anyone doesn't have the Spirit of Christ living in him, he is not a Christian at all. That's what the translation says. The New King James says, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Some other translations at the part when it says he is none of his, they'll say he does not belong to Christ, usually how it says. Now the Amplified Bible, which is probably one of my favorite Bible translations. Between, of course, I really believe the New King James is the right translation for me, but this is another great Bible translation that this really opens your eyes to fully understand God's Word. Okay, Romans 8, 9 says, but if anyone does not profess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his brackets, he does not belong to Christ, is not truly a child of God. So you need to come to understand that the Holy Spirit, you have in the Holy Spirit of accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, and a Christian follower of Jesus is hand in hand, they go together. And I think a lot of times the church misses the teaching on the idea that the Holy Spirit makes you the Christian. Makes you a Christian. And hopefully you're getting my point, where I'm going with this. That a lot of churches, maybe the Catholic could be, for instance, don't teach on the Holy Spirit about making you a Christian. And they just teach, read your Bible. And this also refers to, I'm going to take it a little more deeper. If you got that part, you probably want to pay attention now because I'm going to take it very deep. There's two scenarios among an unbeliever and a believer. An unbeliever does not study God's Word. And a believer who has the Holy Spirit will come to the point, maybe a beginner Christian won't come to the point of studying God's Word, maybe somewhat have a hunger for God's Word. They won't eventually come for that part, but eventually they will come to that place. To really, just, I mean, like, dig into God's Word, pull out all Bible commentaries, you name it. Just go crazy on God's Word. As a true Christian, somebody who has the Holy Spirit in them, that's what's going to happen. On the other side, somebody who does not have the Holy Spirit will not have a hunger for God's Word. Usually, and believe me, I went through the whole thing for the study, and that's what it comes up with. Somebody who does not study the Bible, somebody who does not study the Bible